Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Speaking of grunting, time to talk to Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Radio's draft guru and football savant, joins us here on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
I'm sure you can weigh in on some urinal etiquette.
Oh, 100%. My favorite is still back in college when there was this bar called Lewski's, and we would say, hey, Lou, we're about to go to the restroom. He'd go in there and throw ice in the trough. Whatever happened to the good old trough?
That was George Brett's biggest selling point on his restaurant that he loved the most, that he told me when it opened, ice in the urinal.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. It gives you an opportunity to target practice.
Yeah.
How much ice can I melt in one pee?
Yeah, you want to melt
keeps
stuff.
It fresh. Like,
yeah.
All
like
of us go in there and you try to melt all of that ice when you see it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and you have the steam coming up and everything. Man,
yeah. Like peeing in the snow.
I would love to have a trough in my house.
Yeah, I wanted a urinal in my house. My wife forbade it, so.
I want that too, actually.
I may install one outside for the hell of it.
I should.
All right, Jay, what was your favorite pick of the 2025?
Connected to your downspout.
Yeah, exactly. Just running into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Jay, what was your favorite pick of the 2024 draft?
You know, it was going to be Jaden Hicks just because of the value, because you're talking about a guy that, like, you know, draft guru like Dane Brugler had as his top safety and the 39th player on the board. But I love the fourth round from the Chiefs. So the fourth round was definitely my favorite with Jaden Hicks. But my favorite is Jared Wiley, the tight end out of TCU. We brought his coach, Sonny Dykes, on the show Sunday. You know, just learned about him, talked about him a lot. And, you know, the athletic profile is exactly what they fit, but he catches the football and catches everything thrown. That's a huge thing for a guy to catch everything thrown to him. And they struggled in the red zone, and Sonny was like, you know, we struggled the red zone all year, but he did lead the nation in touchdown catches down there. He did have an 81-yard touchdown at his size, so showed that he can get down the field as well, and he's a great blocker. And they can use him at H-back and different things. And I like a guy like that that you can do so many different things with. And they obviously value it because they just brought two pass catchers in the draft, and he was the other one. So the fourth round was definitely my favorite with Hicks and Wiley.
And what you had a tight end mocked, but a little bit earlier, right? I know you were
high on the
K-State tight end.
100% like Ben Sinnott, but he ended up going to Washington. Actually, Washington
perfect spot for him.
Several of my guys, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah, well.
Why was the perfect spot?
Well, his name is Sennett. He's going to Washington.
Oh, okay, right? Gotcha. But to be able to then to – because I think you had him probably earlier, right? I think I was going to say third round maybe in your mock. So to be able to be at the late stages of the fourth round and get a tight end of this value it screams like a really, really solid selection.
Yeah, it does. And you think, you know, Brett Veach, you know, went into this draft with seven picks. He leaves the draft with seven picks. You know, he did trade the 49ers and the Bills, but he didn't lose a pick when he did it, which is an amazing thing. But, yeah, Jared Wiley was the guy that a lot of people, some thought maybe the fourth best tight end in this draft. This was an incredible tight end draft. But as far as the guy, that you're going to count on, you know, 12 and 13 personnel, where the Chiefs love those two and three tight ends, he can catch the ball. I mean, this is like, you know, you throw a Blake Bell in there because like they have in the past, and he'd make that occasional catch. This guy catches everything. So I do feel that he'll be a nice target for Mahomes.
But we cannot say Kelce replacement.
No,
like just
no,
you gotta,
no,
you gotta.
No.
I know they're really
no
lauding
that.
They're really lauding his touchdowns, right? Oh, touchdowns and speed. Former
no
quarterback,
that, so.
Former quarterback as well. High school quarterback.
Yep.
I'm like, okay,
let's
slow down. Let's slow down a little bit. Yep. Don't put him side by side with the GOAT.
Right, right, no, exactly. Yeah.
But you know what? To learn from him and be in that room and learn from Andy Reid, you know, that's one thing his coach is talking about, because his coach is all about what the Chiefs. Sonny Dykes is all about what the Chiefs have done, because he's. Camp Pat has been there at TCU. It was there last year at the facilities, and he watches what they do, and he knows the system Andy Reid runs well, and just, you know, kind of fits, thinks of the great fit in the system for the Chiefs. First team All Big 12 guy too, so I just like you catch the intermediate, the short, the red zone target, and he's also explosive.
How good was Brett Veach in this draft and getting everything that we needed done?
100%. It was. We think about how good Mahomes is and how good Andy Reid is. We have to have a good front office. And it's just like 2 years ago when he said at the Super Bowl parade and said, this is what rebuilding looks like, as he held up the Lombardi.
Yeah.
He was right. They had 61 starts as rookies that year, third in the league for the Chiefs. But to go into a draft with seven picks, make a couple of trades to go down and get the guys you want and still leave the draft with seven picks. But not only that, these were values. Like, every single one of these guys was supposed to go a lot earlier. Brett Veach gets them later. It's kind of like the guy that goes and gets Halloween candy and, you know, doesn't buy it the day before Halloween or whatever. He goes in after Halloween and gets the discount. That's
I
what
do.
He did.
Yeah, I do. I always get my kids' Valentine's candy on the 15th.
Yeah, he bought a house for $75,000 and he flipped it for $350,000. It's exactly what he did. He got value for each and every pick. And this is how you win, because other teams that win Super Bowls, we've seen them fall off lately. Like the Buccaneers, once they won, they were Bruce Arians was all high and mighty. They were going to do it again. They didn't. Once the Rams won the Super Bowl, they went in the tank right after that. We see so many teams do it. The Patriots kept on being good. The Chiefs, they've kept on being good. It is tough to keep doing what they're doing, because you have to do it through the draft. And 2 years ago, I thought it was for necessity. Last year, I thought it was more of a draft for a little bit of luxury. And this year, I kind of found it half and half. I definitely think the top four picks will get playing time for the Chiefs.
Jay, anything that you would have liked them to see in the draft? I feel like they hit the three positions of most need and didn't do anything that, you know, would have been an extra depth. Do you think they got enough done in the draft, or would you like to see them do something that where they could find undrafted free agents or maybe even still a late signing?
Well, I did want two to three pass catchers at least, but you did with the tight end and the wide receiver. Yeah, if you say, you know what, maybe, you know, an extra wide receiver here and there, but how much value is a wide receiver going to be, you know, drafting one in the sixth or seventh round? I mean, those are crapshoots anyway. You might get better value at a lineman in the sixth or seventh round, because they've had luck with that. You know, like Trey Smith in the sixth round, or, you know, Mike Dan in the fifth round. They have luck in those extra rounds. But that maybe an extra maybe throwing a dart at a running back in the draft. I know they're bringing in Amani Bailey and Carson Steele as undrafted free agents, which Carson Steele is kind of interesting because of how good he was at UCLA last year, and he led the MAC in rushing 2 years ago when he was at in the MAC. And then Amani Bailey from TCU, I had Sonny Dykes talk about him too and loved him. But just the versatility of Hunter Norzad and all the different positions he can do on the line, there's not much that I would have wanted them to do. Early on, it was about getting a defensive lineman. This year wasn't about doing that because of bringing back the whole defensive line like they did. But this draft went about as perfect for Brett Veach, and he's starting to get those accolades nationally for getting the value that he did.
Have you gotten your Norzad jersey yet?
You know, I'm not. I haven't yet, but I should get it. This is he kept bringing up the name Allegretti. Yesterday when he was talking about Hunter, you know, that kind of versatility, play center, guard, can do a lot of different things.
All right, Jay, before we let you go, with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select?
Let me go Let me go Landon Jackson, defensive line slash edge, Arkansas. He's about 6'7", 280. You put him down there, he could play on the outside, inside, do some things. At this point, I'm going to sit defensive line in the first round.
All right. Wow. I like it.
Say the name
Landon again. Jackson. I like the name.
I was going to write this one down.
Sounds like a good name. Sounds like a good baseball name, Landon Jackson.
And think about it. The position's not a bad one. This year they reloaded with returnees, right, along the defensive line. So next year you go and you get younger, right? Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. All right. I love it. Nice pick, Jay.
Yeah.
Thanks, fellas.
You nailed your 2025 mock.
2025 mock. Oh, by the way, new character concerns released today. Nice. Like, we didn't talk enough draft over the weekend.
Right.
Well, you got to get it all out there before, you know, it leaves your mind, right?
That's right. It's fresh in the mind.
Thank you, Jay.
Jay, don't forget you're in Thursday for Josh, right?
Yes, and we will have fun.
And you know who's going to be on the show Thursday, right?
Oh, I'm missing this.
You're missing this.
I'm hearing ramblings about Ned.
Ned Yost is joining us Thursday at 8:25, baby.
Kind of bummed about that, going to be honest.
You remember, guys, when you had Ned in up at the station and I was interviewing him and I took the microphone in the bathroom?
You peed and he said, turn off the mic, Binkley. So when I had the opportunity to have Ned on this week, I said, Jason, Thursday, we're doing it then. Hopefully you'll do the interview from the urinal.
Yes, we'll talk that and we'll talk burgers.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, guys.
Jay, baby. It's
better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.